You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, I wanted to talk about a post that I posted on my Instagram account. I'm already kind of laughing because people hate these types of posts, but it's called I Hate to Break It to You, But. And I just like to write down some uncomfortable truths once in a while because I know that my listeners and I know that my followers on Instagram want to do great things in life, but sometimes they get complacent. So I do this to kind of, shake you up a bit. So I hope you will enjoy these 4 points. The point number one is your past successes don't guarantee today's wins. Guys, this is so obvious in sports. I'm appalled because it's so obvious in sports. If you win a championship, if you win a World Cup, and then you come back the year after, 4 years after for World Cup or whatever it is, and your team is not good, nobody cares. After the first or second game that you lose, people will already almost forget about you and they will really get excited to see who is the next team that's going to win, right? It always happens in sports, but life is the exact same. You may have been good back in the day, maybe at your job, in business, in anything really. And if you're not good now, if you lost that edge, you will not get rewarded for your past wins. You got to keep on getting better every single day, and that's how you stay on top. Point number two, you either choose to do hard things or hard things will happen to you. All right, so again, I want to put this into perspective. Let's say someone that just doesn't really care about working out, about eating healthy, about having a good relationship. All they want to do is maybe chill, watch TV, drink, smoke, or whatever. And at that point in time, it seems that this person chose not to do any hard things, right? Because all they're doing is the things that they feel to do in the exact moment, whenever they're thinking about it. Now, in the long run, you know exactly what the story ends. This person is going to get overweight. Their fitness is not going to be good. They're probably going to have cardiovascular problems, stress, anxiety. Their relationships will suffer. And that is basically hard things happening to them later in life. Whereas if you get someone that decides to do the hard things today, so again, running, working out, eating healthy, taking care of their relationships, going out of their way to help friends, family members feel better. These are all things that are not really easy to do, especially if your schedule is full, right? You gotta really push yourself, get out of your comfort zone. Now, this person that I just described, they will likely have a very easy life down the road, meaning their fitness is going to be on point, so they're not going to have problems and headaches related to health issues. The relationships are going to be very good. They'll have lots of family members and friends that will care about them. And in general, their life will be much better. So again, you either choose to do hard things on your own right now, or hard things will regardless happen to you later on in life. Point number three, there is no such thing as luck. There are only opportunity and preparation. So I do believe that sometimes luck plays a big part in someone's life. But always remember that if the person was not prepared to receive that lucky break, the lucky break will not mean anything to them. All right. As an example, if you wanted to be an actor or an actress, at a certain point you can say, well, someone scouted me on the street because I was good looking and they told me, hey, come to this place and see, let's see if you can act. But maybe you never even tried to act, or you never took a class, or you don't speak well or something. Maybe you get to a certain point, but you're definitely not going to get the part because you're not prepared. Whereas if you are prepared, you put in the hours, you learn your craft, you work out, whatever it is that you need to do to be prepared, and then that lucky break arrives, that is when you're going to move forward and have this huge spurts forward and you're going to love life. And then people will be like, oh, you were lucky. But they don't think about all the hours and days and weeks and years that you put in to prepare yourself to receive that lucky break. Right. Now, point number four, most of your dreams require massive amounts of effort, much more than you believe. Guys, this is super important. Dreams are a dime a dozen. There's so many dreams out there. Everybody wants to be a soccer player, wants to be an astronaut, wants to be a politician, wants to be a famous musician, a billionaire, whatever. Dreams are not important. What's important is the massive amount of action and effort that you need to put in order to achieve those dreams. So if most people think that in order to achieve what they want, they need to put in 2 or 3 hours a day, if that, sometimes they don't even do it daily, you have to rethink about that. You gotta, just like Grant Cardone says, you're gonna 10x your actions. If you think that it will take you an hour a day, probably need to put in 10 hours a day. Just rewire your brain to understand that you need to work very, very, very hard for your dreams. You got to be focused. You got to be obsessed. Do it relentlessly day in and day out, and then things will happen. If you don't do that, things will not happen. They will stay still. And again, I hate to break it to you, but if you're not growing in life, you're going down. Because as you get old, if you stay the same, really just like money, you know, if you have $1,000 in your bank today and you go back to the bank 10 years down the road, that $1,000 is actually worth a lot less because of inflation, right? Life is the same. If you stay the same and time goes on, you're actually diminishing your ability to do things. So I hope you enjoyed this short episode, and until next time, up your game.